Hello, I'm Darren Burton, and welcome to Council Connections, the weekly program that keeps you up to date on Toowoomba Regional Council's facilities, activities and services. Last week we mentioned community information workshops for Council's draft sports and recreation plan. These workshops give participants the opportunity to provide feedback to Council regarding the draft plan. The times and venues for these workshops have now been confirmed. All workshops are on Wednesday, April 28. The times and venues are the Highfields Cultural Centre from 5:15pm to 6:45pm, the same time at the Oakey Community Centre, that's 5:15 to 6:45, Toowoomba Gold Park Sports Club from 7:30pm to 9pm, and the Pittsworth Community Technology Centre from 7:30pm to 9pm as well. Residents are invited to come to these workshops and RSVPs are not needed, so please turn up and give your input there. Just a reminder that the Toowoomba Regional Art Gallery will be closed to the public from Tuesday, April 27 until Tuesday, May 25. This is to allow an upgrade to the gallery's environmental control system. But remember, the gallery shop will be open from Tuesday, May 4 to Friday, May 7, and again from Tuesday, May 11 through to Friday, May 14. Anzac Day services and marches on Sunday will require a number of road closures. The road closures affect some streets in the CBD area and streets bordering East Creek Park. Sections of Neil, Church, Bell, Margaret, Burstow and Kitchener streets will be closed from 4:30am to 6:30am for the dawn service. Sections of Margaret Street from Victoria to Lindsay Street, Duggan Street, Kitchener from Margaret to Clopton Streets and Burstow Street from Margaret to Byrne Streets will be closed for the mid-morning service at 10am. Roadworks are ongoing around the region and works continue at the Ruthven and Jellicoe Street intersection. Motorists can expect lane closures and traffic disruptions in adjoining streets. Ogunbungee Road from Old Homebush Road to Cordor Drive is closed as well, and that's for through traffic until early May. The section of Euston, Drayton Wellcamp Road from Boundary Street South to E. Drews Road will be closed until July, and Council advises motorists to travel via an alternate route. The annual Merrill Prayer Breakfast is fast approaching, and special guest speaker at this year's breakfast is Dr. John Smith, founder of God Squad's Motorcycle Club. Dr. Smith is an inspirational speaker who tells it exactly how it is, so he's well worth listening to. Tickets are $18 for adults and $10 for students, and are available from City Hall from 9am to 5pm Monday to Friday. So why not grab some workmates and start the day with a hearty breakfast while listening to a well-respected and motivational guest speaker? Council and Heritage Building Society will be presenting the inaugural Highfields Autumn Fest on Sunday, May the 2nd, and that's from 10:30am to 4pm at Davidson's Arboretum. The Autumn Fest will feature an art display and competition with a floral theme, and there'll be music, food, wine and cold beverages in the beautiful surrounds of the Arboretum. And that's on Cordor Road. Entry is $2 for adults and $1 for children, so for more information there, contact 4630 8667 or 4630 8925. Do you know someone who is a tireless worker for the community? Then why not nominate them for a Queensland Day Award? Awards for the Queenslander of the Year and Young Queenslander of the Year are open to all residents of the Toowoomba region. Nominations close Monday, May 17, so for more information there, call 4688 6883. Residents on Toowoomba's Mount Kynoch Water Treatment Plant water supply are now receiving fluoridated water through their taps. The system supplies water to Toowoomba City, Oakey, Jundarian, Kingsthorpe, Garry Junction, Maringindan and Gumbungee. Under the state government legislated program, fluoride will be added to other town water supplies across the region by the end of 2012. Now for more information there, refer to www.health.qld.gov.au/fluoride or call 1343 2584. That's 1343 2584. And remember, if you want to learn more about council activities and services, anything from lodging a building application to what jobs are available at council, or just seeing what's on in the region, log on to council's website at www.toowoombarc.qld.gov.au. And that's it for this week's program. Make sure you join me next week when I'll bring you more news and community information from Toowoomba Regional Council. I'm Darren Burton for Council Connections.